My name is Jeremiah. I am 35 years old. Today is March 16th, 2019, and I'm speaking with my son, Isaiah, who is 10 years old and on his 10-year-old adventure. We are recording this interview in Columbus, Ohio. How are you doing, kiddo?
I'm doing great.
Kiddo, we've done so many things since we've been on your adventure, since Tuesday. What are some of your favorite memories we've had during this trip this week?
The zoo, the hockey game, pretty much everything.
Great. I'm glad you had a great time. I've had a really special time with you this week. It's been a lot of fun.
I think so too.
We get to see lots of animals, go to Kosai, get lost a few times on Britton Parkway. We've done a lot of cool stuff. Tell me a little bit about some of your favorite things that you saw at the zoo or at Kosai.
At Kosai, my favorite thing was that little glass ball where if you put your finger up to it, the lightning extends from the tiny ball inside towards your finger.
Yeah.
At the zoo, pretty much all of it. I think my favorite was the aquarium keeper talk.
Yeah, with the diver in the tank today?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool, seeing her feed the fish and learning more about them.
Yeah.
Cool. So, kiddo, we just had ice cream and we're sitting down for this interview. So we're going to talk just a little bit. And one of my questions for you is, you are 10, you're, I guess, 10 and a half now, right? What would you say you were like when you were a little bitty kid?
Funny, silly, I was very interested in volcanoes back then.
Yeah.
I just went from one thing to another, like volcanoes, Minecraft, Pokemon.
Yeah.
All sorts of stuff.
But you've always loved reading.
Mm-hmm.
When you were little, you loved to play drums. But what I see about you most is that you love just making people smile. Yeah. And making people stay better.
Plus, I love jokes.
Have a joke that you want to tell us?
Yeah. Since it's close to St. Patrick's Day, I'm going to tell you a St. Patrick's Day joke.
Okay.
What is the hardest kind of clover?
What's the hardest kind of clover? I don't know what.
A shamrock.
You're so funny, kiddo. That's a good one. And St. Patrick's Day's tomorrow. Do you want to eat green spaghetti?
No.
Okay. We saw that on the trip, too. One of the questions that I wanted to ask you was to tell me a little bit about your siblings. Tell me about your brothers.
Jude likes most of the same stuff that I do. Mario, Pokemon, Minecraft. He doesn't like reading as much as me, but he does love, video games, and Malachi, he's really funny, He really likes to wrestle with Jude at bedtime for some reason.
Yeah. He doesn't want to sleep ever. He's like you.
Yeah.
What's something that Jude is good at?
Jude, he's very good at, playing Mario games, drawing and coloring,
And what do you think Malachi will be like when he gets older?
I'm not sure. I think he'll be sort of like me. Funny, kind, smart.
Yeah. Okay, this next question is a big question. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories in your whole life?
One of my happiest memories?
Yeah, it could be big or small, but just very happy.
I don't know.
We can come back to it.
Maybe cuddling you and Mommy.
Yeah, that's always nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just being together.
As long as you don't squeeze me too hard, that is.
I love squeezing you. You're so squishy. Is there a certain lesson that you've learned in your life that really kind of sticks out to you or that you remember most? Can you tell me a story about a lesson you've learned? And like a life lesson, not like a history lesson or a math formula.
I'm not sure. Just don't know.
Well, what if someone said, what's one way that we can make a difference in the world?
Well, maybe trying to stop pollution.
Yeah.
And maybe I don't know.
That's a good way. What are some ways we can stop pollution?
We can tell people to recycle.
Yeah.
Like, recycle stuff like old newspapers, soda cans, and reuse shopping bags like at Aldi.
Yeah, which we do.
Yeah.
What's one way that you can make somebody's day better?
Opening the door for them.
You do that a lot.
Yeah.
You make a lot of people happy, especially older people who think kids don't do that anymore. And then they say you do it, and you can just see in their eyes a little bitty smile.
I actually helped a little girl today at the playground at the zoo.
You did?
Yeah, she was trying to find a way up to the actual play area, and so I helped her find a way up.
Cool. I think there are all sorts of opportunities that God gives us to make a difference in the lives of the people we see every day. We just have to be looking and ready to do small, simple things. Being kind, being helpful can really change somebody's whole day. Maybe even their whole life. Who has been one of the most influential people in your life?
Probably you and Mommy.
Yeah? Thanks, kiddo. What's one thing that we've taught you? How have we influenced you or helped you?
Lots of ways.
That's good.
I just can't pick out one.
Well, that's okay. Thank you, though, for that. We love you very much.
And I love you.
Thanks, kiddo. I love you, too. Is there anything that you've wanted to ask me before that you've never asked me?
I don't think so.
Okay. Is there anything you want to tell me that you've never told me?
Have I told you meep before?
Since you turned 10, you say meep so much every day. And so, yes. You've definitely told me meep before.
Other than that, I don't think so.
Cool. Kiddo, what's one thing that you hope you remember forever about your 10-year-old adventure?
Mostly hanging out with you.
Yeah? You know, I made the decision when you were 3 years old that when you turned 10, we would get to go anywhere you wanted. And you chose Columbus, Ohio because...
Well, first, we chose Hawaii.
That's true. That's true.
But then the volcano erupted.
Kaboom.
And
there's no more, like, Volcano National Park.
Yeah, it's just...
covered.
Yeah, it's just... Welcome to Stone Park.
Yeah, not as cool. So if you wanted to see the volcanoes and there's no more volcano, we didn't go. So we went to Columbus, Ohio because it's one of the best zoos in the country.
Yeah.
Because of the Ninja Gym.
Mm-hmm.
The Movement Lab Ohio.
Although you didn't actually get to say hi to Miss Michelle.
I did yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, we saw each other yesterday. You were, like, trying to scale the giant wall or something. We only got to say hi. We didn't get to talk, but she knew we were there. You did great, by the way. One thing that really impressed me was your determination. That you kept climbing and trying, even though it was hard, and even though you were new. And a lot of those kids there have been going for years. So they go 3 or 4 times a week. For years. But you didn't let that bother you at all. You just kept trying and going, and you did awesome.
Thanks.
I'm really impressed by you. We also chose Columbus, Ohio because of the Bill Watterson collection.
Mm-hmm.
Because you really like Calvin and Hobbes. And even though it was kind of disappointing, there's also a Legoland Discovery Center here.
Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I just wish it was bigger.
Yeah. I wish there was more rides like the first one.
Yeah, I wish we could go back and ride that ride over and over again.
Yeah, it was so fun. Laser blasting ogres and trolls.
And spiders and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. So we chose Columbus, Ohio, not for like one thing, but because it had a lot of the things you like, including Kosai. So many things to do here.
Kosai was awesome.
It was really cool. I have just one more question for you, kiddo.
Okay.
What are you most grateful for?
I'm thankful for my family.
Yeah?
You, mommy, my bros, granny, pa, grandma, grandpa. And so on.
Yeah. It's a good family. And everybody in the family really loves you. I wanted to just kind of close this interview to take a few moments to tell you that you mean a lot to me, kiddo. Ever since you were born, my life has been so much better. And, you know, even when you were little, maybe old enough to walk, you would just go around the room and hug people or make them laugh or be silly or give them a hug. And I even said then, you have a gift of joy that you spend your day making other people's day better. And you don't really even know it sometimes. You're just being you. And I think that's an amazing thing. And before you were born, I used to ask God for a boy just like you. And I'm so thankful that you get to be my son and I get to be your daddy. I know that together you and I can do anything. And what I want you to know is you get older and life gets crazy. Know that my favorite thing in the world is always being your daddy. You mean the world to me, kiddo. And I love you.
I love you.
Thanks for doing this interview on the... What are we on, day 5?
Yeah.
Day 5 of your 10-year-old adventure. Thanks for doing this little interview with me.
You're welcome.
Love you, kiddo.
Love you.